I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Let us talk now of sadness, in a way, because an iconic costume rental outfit in Wellington is shutting down this week. The Costume Cave on Wellington's Wakefield Street started in 1991. And it's long been a friend to filmmakers and theatre practitioners and indeed partygoers in the capital and across the country. Picture racks upon racks upon racks of bright wigs and sparkly boots and pirate blouses and period-accurate frocks. But they say the financial headwinds have simply been too great and they are marking the final trading days for the Costume Cave with big fill-a-bag sales. Kate Railton-Jacks is the Costume Cave's director. She joined me earlier from the shop and told me a bit about some of the items leaving with new owners.
Oh, it's everything and anything. It's been actually quite an exciting time. Obviously, it's a rainbow of emotions,
yeah.
But making people happy with all the items that they've always wanted or they've always asked, is this for sale? Now's your chance.
I mean, yeah, talk me through that sort of rainbow of emotions, because I guess it must, in a sense, be sad seeing, you know, the store empty out, knowing that it's not going to fill up again with costumes in the immediate future, but also kind of a trip down memory lane.
It is. It is. It's both of those. That's the whole thing. It's combined, you know, sadness of, you know, an end of an era, end of a lot of people's, you know, sort of childhoods and memories, but also carrying on of those stories as well. So, you know, there's a lot of sort of stories and memories in some of the items that people have hired, especially sort of film and theatre, or even just for parties,
yeah.
And seeing those go off and lead new lives, that's actually really, it's really quite exciting, emotional, but exciting as well.
It's a good thing that those costumes are not sentient creatures that can tell stories, because I think otherwise
yeah.
A lot of people would be very worried at this point in time.
Oh, if only they could.
Why is the store shutting down, Kate?
Well, there's a number of reasons. The most overarching reason is the financial longevity and sustainability. Mm. Unfortunately, especially over the last few years, it's just become more and more difficult to actually remain open. Mm. And it's not the best of times, unfortunately, for a costume hire. But, you know, we've done our best. We've tried different angles and opportunities. But I think it's time, and we're going to be leaving with knowing that we've done our best,
yeah.
And heads held high.
Heads held
knowing
high.
That people have enjoyed what they've done in the last couple of years. So
indeed.
It's really good.
Ain't that the truth? Now, I've been since 1991, and you guys cater to a wide range, it's fair to say, of customers' needs. What are some of the most common dress-ups people have been after over the decades? Have there been any that have, you know, constantly been popular over the past 30, 35 years or so, and others, I suppose, that have ebbed and flowed in terms of their popularity?
There is obviously that the most popular themes have always been 70s, 80s. Things come and go in circles, and as Wellington goes, it's quite a cool place to have circus parties and things that are bright and colourful and carnival-like. So there's been a myriad of different popular costumes over the years. I mean, one of our most favourite sort of costumes are things like the animal costumes, and they're just all sorts, actually. It's been wonderful.
I kind of want some goss. Like, what? I imagine that there's a wide spectrum of conditions that some costumes have been returned in. Like, what's the worst condition you've ever had something returned in?
Anything that's kind of white.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Not a good colour for a costume hire. There's been a particular time when a customer had such a good time at their party that they woke up on their front lawn with all of their costume except for the pants. So he managed to not have his pants on, brought the rest of the costume back, so that's pretty good.
Is there any sort of single item that has been the most popular over the years? I'm thinking, for example, of ABBA go-go boots that would be hot property in so many different
the
situations.
Go-go boots, yeah. Always popular, that one. One of our lovely staff made one of our most popular costumes, which was Lobby the Lobster. He went out almost every single weekend, and he was one of the first costumes to go in the sales. So that's good. Somebody's enjoying him.
Iconic. Yeah, I love that. And I mean, you know, for people who aren't familiar with the store, we're not talking the sort of pop down to the $2 shop and get a nurse's costume for $5 kind of thing, are we? Like, your costumes are high quality, made with love.
It is, and it's also a lot of donations. I mean, our whole idea is, you know, sort of the whole ethos is sort of about sort of sustainability and, I guess, kind of creating a platform for people to really enjoy being in their own skin and to be living out their own dreams. And basically people have to come in to get dressed up. So, you know, we're quite physical and quite tactile. We do, you know, fittings. It's been wonderful getting to know people and, you know, our regulars as well. So it's been great.
When you announced you were shutting, there was a big outpouring of emotion, and that must have felt, nice, I guess, but also kind of like, oh, come on, guys. You know, it would have been nice if more of you had popped along. We might not be in this situation.
It can feel like that sometimes, definitely. But, you know, we've tried our best, and there's a lot of sort of support and lots of memories that we've got as well, which is really good. I mean, unfortunately, I think there's a lot of small businesses in the same situation where there's a lot of sort of financial difficulty at the moment for everybody, and it's just understanding that and sort of seeing the sign of the times, unfortunately.
What are the students going to do on St. Patrick's Day, honestly? Hey, Kate, what brought you to Costume Cave in the first place?
Oh, myself. Well, I was looking for a job that I could utilise some of my creative skills. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I was doing sort of theatre and props and stage. And I kind of like flicked through the yellow pages, and I found costume hire, and I gave Sharon Matthews a call, who was the owner at the time, and she interviewed me, and I got the job. And it was like when I left, it was like from my interview, it was like it was the best job in the world. Mm. Like, I'm going to do this forever, and I nearly did.
And where do the costumes actually come from? You know, do people make them for you? Do you take commissions from people?
Some of them were made. A lot of people sort of also donate items that we turn into other items.
Right.
So a lot of them
upcycling stuff.
Repurpose and recycle. Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. Now, you are divesting stock at this point in time. How does it work for people who are listening, who are keen to maybe get along and see if there is a spare, lobster suit lying around somewhere?
So basically, bring a bag. Those are lovely New World bags. Those are $20 to fill. Mm-hmm. Slightly larger bags are $50, and big bags are $100. So come on in, fill them up, and take away your dreams.
Oh, that's so cool, and it's a bit sad, but
It is very sad. We are still sort of working through some of that sadness, mm-hmm. but it's also. You know, change can be a good thing as well.
Yeah.
So we're hopeful that other things will come along.
Yeah, fair enough. What's going to be next for you? Do you know, or are you taking a moment to sort of figure that out?
Well, I think we're going to take a moment and see where the new path leads.
Great stuff. Kate, it's been really nice chatting to you. Thanks so much for joining us here on Nights, and all the best.
Thank you for having me.
That was Kate Railton-Jacks, the director of Costume Cave, which is shutting down this week after 32 years in business in Wellington.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays.
Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.